Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, thank you so much that you are our God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can rely on you every single day, every single minute, every single hour of our life. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you keep on teaching us, keep on leading us, keep on delivering us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that not only that you keep us, that you keep our families as well in Jesus' name. We pray, Holy Spirit, that we visit our homes, and not just to visit, but, you know, but to make this your dwelling place. We invite you in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this place. Have your way into every single heart, into every single mind. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in every single situation that we face in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can call on you. And every single time that we call on you, thank you that you are very present help. Very present help in time of trouble. We say thank you. We say, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you condemn it in the name of Jesus. For we are your children, and we are calling you. So we say, great is our future, because you are our God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We decree and we declare that all is well with us. All is well with our body. All is well with our mind. All is well with our children. All is well with our home. All is well with our ministry. All is well with our finances. All is well with every single thing that is concerned of you. God, you are well. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sit right now on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, that is love right now in the community. Thank you. Father God, we don't have anything else. We're simply just going to thank you, because you have already done it all. You are a finished work. And we thank you, Father God, that you have called us to give us glorious grace. Hallelujah. Lord, that you have saved us, you have delivered us, you have set us free, and you have God have freed us and freed us. So we say that we are free from poverty, we are free from depression, we are free from sickness and disease, we are free from anger, free from pride and wrath, we are free from pride and shame, we are free from words in the name of say thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Your word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and we say that we are the redeemed of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We need the blood of Christ over us and over all that is concerning us. And we just want to say thank you in your name, Lord, we have pray. The Holy Spirit says, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you are so good. You are so worthy to be praised. You are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let us go ahead on and get into the word of God. We just want to just acknowledge the presence of God and let the Holy Spirit move in this place. Since this is Bible study, let us open up our Bibles. Hallelujah. Open up our Bibles and let's get into the Word of God. Let's get into it on the Word of God. Amen. Today, God has been speaking to me, and I am so grateful. I know God is always speaking, but I just want to thank him for speaking a word into my life, because we need to come to the understanding that, you know, God is always speaking, but we also need to come to the understanding that there are many spirits and there are many voices that are speaking at the same time that God is speaking to try to confuse our mind, to try to turn us to deafen our ears to what God is saying. Because every single thing that God speaks to us, oh, it's in a place of great love, his grace, his power, God's provisions for instructions, for corrections, for us to stop right there, to hey, stay, don't move, or keep on going, don't stop right there. So I thank God, you know, for speaking to me. A lesson today for a title is God is life. God is life. Well, what does that mean to the life of a believer or a non-believer when you say God is life? What I want us to understand is that when it comes down to life, see, I don't know what kind of life you're living, Apostle. Well, I do know what kind of life you're living because you're my wife. But if I didn't know you, I don't know what kind of life you're living. You don't know what kind of life I'm living. All you can do is just see me living life right, you know, in the moment, right in the presence, you know, in the front of my eyes. But here it is. You can live life in any type of way that you desire to live it. But I found out that there's really two ways to live life. Either live life through the eyes of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, or live life in your own eyes or in the perception or in the way or in the direction or the leadership of another spirit or ungodly, either self or of the world. There's only two ways to live it. So I thank God that he is life. I thank God that he is life. Since there are only two ways to live the life that you're living, okay, I thank God that he is life. Now, there comes a time, a place and a time. I don't want to take too much time right there with the introduction, but, you know, I got to really set it up, you know, for us to understand where we're going right here when I say God is life. There comes a time in a boy or a child, let's say a child, whether it is a boy or a girl, you know, to where they go through a phase in life to where they grow up. Or they mature, and they mature into somebody. They don't look the same as a baby anymore. Now they still appear, you know, they look the same, but their body has transformed into a different shape, different size. At first, they wasn't educated. They just knew to do whatever it is, you know, that they were born to do, whether it was cry, whether to smile or thing, but they began to speak. You know, at some point, they begin to speak. Thank God, you know, that we have the ability to speak. Not everybody has the ability to speak. But I'm just saying, you know, a boy or a girl, they grow up, they mature. But in that place, when they go from a baby to a older boy or older girl, and then they enter into a place of how we know it as life, that means living independent from their parents or their guardians, whoever it is that have raised them or that have taught them or have set them up to be able to live life out of their presence or out of, you know, their physical sight, right? So that's that place to where we have entered into a place to where we understand that it's up to you which direction that you're going to take. Are we there now? So you understand what I'm talking about when I say God is life. And it's in this place here to where you need to understand that, okay, now mom and dad is not making the decisions for you. Mom and dad had you from a point of time in your growing up or in your maturity for you to go out to be able to live life. And hopefully they are your guardian. Hopefully they did their job the way you can remain or you can survive in this right here world that we're living in for you to, you know, continue to grow, for you continue to live, for you continue to live life. But we all know that life is just not just that simple, because we know that this very world that you live in, it is, the spirits is in this world and the people that are in this world, they're here to take you out of this world. We find that out when we be from underneath the care of mom and dad, living in the world, that it's like so many things out here that are trying to rob us of this very thing, rob us of life. Amen. Amen. So I thank God that God is life. God is the one that gives life. And because God is the one that gives life, when we recognize that we're living a life outside of the leadership of mom and dad, then we need to be up underneath some leadership. There needs to be some governing power, or some governing. Mom and dad have done their job, or your guardian have done their job, or your teacher, your principal, whoever it was that was the most positive influence in your life growing up, they have done their job. But we thank God that that was the preparation and preparing for you to trust in God, for God to show you exactly who it is that he have created you to be. Amen. So God is life. But we don't all know how to live life. We don't all know how to live life. So the question that I want to start out with is, or better yet, a statement. Any question that you really want to know about life, go to Jesus. And I'm going to say that, see, I'm speaking this from experience, because there was a point in time to where, you know, just all I described, you know, I was living life and I didn't know, you know, who to go to. I would go to this person because I thought they may knew the answer. I may go to that person and I thought they may knew the answer. But, you know, it just turned out that they were living life just how they knew to live it. Oh, but when I made the decision to go to God, for him to tell me or to show me how to live life, oh, what a different life that I had begun to live from the very moment that I made the decision to actually go in that direction. And I thank God, you know, that he put ministers and people that know him in my path, in my life, to tell me that, for me to try it for myself. Have you tried to live life? I'm gonna say that statement one more time. Any question you really want to know about your life, go to Jesus. And the reason being, let's look at this in scripture. Let's go first over here to the book of John. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Let's first go over here to the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 14, John chapter 14, and I want to read here, John chapter 14 and verses 6, John chapter 14 and verses 6 in the King James Version of the Bible. It reads here, this is what Jesus, he's explaining, he's speaking something, he's speaking to his disciples, he's speaking to the men that he have chosen, you know, to be his disciples, who we know that later on they were soon to be appointed to be apostles. You know, they were his disciples. Jesus says this right here in John chapter 14, verse 6. It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So here it is, Jesus, what he's saying is that I am life. He's saying that I am the way. I am the truth. So when you make a statement as any question that you really want to know about your life, go to Jesus. It's all right here. Go to Jesus about any question that you have about life. So when it comes down to a way. When it says way, that means a path that you're going. So we all know that we go in a path. We all know that there is somewhere that we are headed. We all know that there is direction that we're going in our living life. But do you know that the direction that you're going in, where it's going to lead you? And that's why Jesus saying that I am life. So whatever way you're going in, it should be in the way of Jesus. It should be in the way of God. And if you run into a place in your life to where you just don't know if this is the right way or that is the right way, well, he also says right here that he is the truth. So we know that God's word, that he is the truth. So every single thing that God speaks to you, it is true. And it is for love. It is for guidance. It's for direction. And this is God's life. And that's the life that it is for you. Amen. Next question, the first question I want to ask is, but do you know him? Do you know Jesus? See, if you go to Jesus about something that's concerning your life, you have to understand you first have to know him. You're not going to go to somebody that you don't know about something that's concerning your life. You're not. You're going to go to somebody. I know I've done this. You're going to go to somebody that you know to give you some type of idea or hint of which way to go when you find yourself in a place where you don't know where to go. You're going to go to whoever you trust. So this is a very bold statement to say go to Jesus, but do you know? Because to know Jesus, that means that you have to trust him. That means that you have to believe him. That means that you have to have faith in him. And it also means that you have to have a relationship with him to do any of these things, to actually go to him. You're not going to go to a stranger about your life. Just like you won't go to somebody that you don't trust. Either you may know them about your life. You're going to go to somebody that you trust. Somebody that's going to tell you the truth. Somebody that's already been there. Right? That's right. Somebody that knows the way. But I thank God that he knows the way. And I thank God that Jesus said the only way to go to God is through me. I thank God, you know, about that. And that is so true. That is so, so true. So here is life. You know, God said he is life. Amen. So do you know him? Okay. When was the last time that you talked to him? If you do know him, when was the last time that you talked to him? When you find yourself, you know, having issues in life, when you find yourself in that place where there's so many voices that's speaking, you know, we can read words on billboards, we can read books, we can see signs in magazines, we can hear radio, we can see television, we can see things. There's always things that pop up in our eyesight. There's things that's spoken in our ears. There's always something that's trying to direct us to go this way. If you go down a street, there's a sign on the side of the road and it says wrong way. Okay, you read that and you understood that. What happens if you keep on going in that direction? We know that destruction is headed your way if you're going in that, if you keep on going direct. That sign clearly says wrong way, not to go this way. But going back the other way, it don't say that this is the right way, but we're glad that sign said that this is the wrong way. We know not to go that way. Or if you're going down a way, and then there's a sign there, it says detour, and it's pointing in this direction, and it says to make a detour this way. Okay, if it says make a detour to the right, do you turn to the left? No. See, yeah, some people do that, and then they find themselves, you know, stuck, or they find themselves having to back up. But life is just like that. Life is just like that. Life is just like that. See, there are many ways, and there are people, and there are laws, and there are when the last time that you talked to God? God is going to tell you the way. He's going to tell you the way. Amen. Okay. If you do know God, then what is he talking to you about? Now, see, I'm just trying to set it all up for us to understand that God is life. And any question that you have about your life, go to Jesus. And even if you do, when you do know Jesus, see, you should have a talk with him. You should be constantly talking to God. You should be constantly talking to God about your life. You should be constantly talking to Jesus. You should be constantly in that place to hearing what he is saying to you about life. Now, in this same place of the Bible, amen, the same place of the Bible, we should understand that Jesus, when he was telling this to his disciples, when he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, see, he was preparing them for him not being in their presence. He was preparing them. He was letting them know that he was going to have to go for some time. He was not to be gone for some time because there was something that he needed to do. And we know what it is that he needed to do is to fulfill the prophecy. He is the fulfillment of life. I'm talking about a new life for you and I. See, he had to go because if he did not have to go, see, you wouldn't even have the opportunity to go to God. You wouldn't even have the opportunity to say it in the name of Jesus. You wouldn't even have the opportunity to even have a peaceable life if he had not went. And he was saying this here to his disciples. But in the same place of John chapter 14, he said that I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send an advocate. I'm going to send the comforter to be with you, to bring back to your remembrance what I have ministered to you, what I have shown you, what I have told you. And he will live with you, you know, to bring comfort into your life so you won't have any worries or any stress, or you would know that he is still with you. He is still here, the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. God is life. Jesus, he says that he is life. So we need to understand that Jesus and God, they are one. So we also need to understand, because he say, I'm going to send the comforter, we need to understand that the Holy Ghost, Jesus, and God, they all are one. But when it comes down to you and I, see, you and I must have a relationship with life. Oh, see, we've heard it said so many different ways, and we may have gotten into a place to where we just want to live life, and we just want to learn about, or we just want to hear about the Word of God, and we just want to do things certain type of way. But are we really living life? Because if you understand this, Jesus is life. So we need to learn how to live life, and you do that because you have an advocate. You have the Holy Spirit. Hopefully, everybody has the Holy Spirit, but I know that's not true. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then today, let that be today that you receive the Holy Ghost today. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive life. And I'm talking about an abundant life. I'm talking about a fulfilled life. I'm talking about a life not wanting or needing for anything. I'm talking about a prosperous life, a successful life. Not saying that you won't face things in this life. But what I am saying is that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you enter into eternal life, an eternal life with God. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. So when you talk to God, definitely allow the Holy Spirit. And that's what we were praying about before we got started. We were praying that the Holy Ghost be with us, you know, to speak to us, to minister to us, and to help us lead, you know, into what we have already read in the Word. So now we're talking about the Holy Ghost, and we should go have an understanding about God's life and the Holy Ghost pertaining to us when we receive Jesus into our life, when we receive the Holy Ghost into our life, you know, to be our everything, our God. We need to understand that the Holy Spirit's job is to first love you, and at the same time, when the Holy Spirit's job is to love you, the Holy Spirit's job is to speak to you in the words of wisdom. Amen. 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 So now we understand that God's life is you living through the eyes of Jesus Christ in the instruction or under or behind or yielding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, which speaks to you in your life in that place of wisdom, knowing things that you did not know, or some things that you may have forgotten according to the word of God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, you know, and the life. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. the Holy Ghost is going to be with you to bring things back to your memory. So you may have known these things. Or the Holy Spirit's job is to speak things that you don't even know about. That's wisdom. Now, I want to show you this over here in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is life. Proverbs chapter. Apostle, help me out. One. Proverbs chapter 1. And I think we'll make it over here to 3 and 4. Proverbs chapter 1, then 3 and 4. I want to show you the Holy Spirit's job, or why we have the Holy Spirit. Why we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit for us to live a godly life. I don't know if I can say it any plainer than that. We have the Holy Spirit for us to live a wise, a peaceable, a divinely guided, an instructed life, a life of justice and of equity, that life, and all this right here in Scripture right here. Proverbs chapter 1, verses, let's start right here in verses 1 from the King James Version. It reads here, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom," there it is, "justice and judgment in equity, for says, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young men knowledge and discretion. 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wisdom counsel." Amen. So here it is. This is what the Holy Spirit's job is. Holy Spirit's job is to speak to you. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Any questions or any comments here before we move on farther? Okay. Okay, we'll see if we can get you on. Apostle has a question here. We'll see if we can get it going.
I just thank God for the opportunity on tonight to be able to be a part of Bible study tonight with this topic of God is life. And one thing you said, Pastor, is that God is life, and he is who gives life. He is the bearer of life.
Yes.
He is the God who breathed life into man and became a living soul. So
yes.
For me, it just brings back remembrance at this time when we understand people are fearing death, but understanding that God gives life, and Jesus came that we may have eternal life. And it took me back. It took me to the scripture, if I may say, not to take over the Bible study lesson. It took me over to the book of John, which you're already in, but in verse 11:25, when Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
He who believes in me shall never die."
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked this question, "Do you believe this?"
Yeah.
So we're looking at this when he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." So when I look at this scripture, Pastor, I'm saying, okay, he says, "I am the resurrection," meaning whatever it is that have killed you or tried to kill you, because I'm the resurrection and you have me,
yes.
And it takes the scripture, you abide in, he said, "If you abide in me, I abide in you." So now we have the resurrection power, and because we have Christ, we have life. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We are one. So God is life, and the one who God sent,
yes.
He is the one.
To live a God's life.
Amen. Eternal life. And I just kind of wanted to say that, Pastor, I think that's pretty much all I had. I can't remember what else I had, but I definitely wanted to thank God for using you tonight on this particular a lesson to study.
Amen. You are exactly right about that. And, you know, he is the resurrection. So, you know, some of us, you know, we deal with a brother or a sister or a family member or a friend, you know, that may have died. But we need to understand who God is. You know, God is life. So if you understand that, you know, I don't really want to change the lesson up, but we need to understand that all life goes through God. But we also need to understand this, and I don't want to change the lesson. You know, maybe this would be a next lesson that we learn later on in the future. Even death has to go through God. Oh, yeah, because if you know that all life goes through God, I'm not saying God is the one that that kills, because he's not the one that kills. But we're talking about Jesus Christ as being a finished work. And because Jesus Christ is a finished work, the day he said that it is finished, Satan had to give up the key to death and to the grave. And we know from knowing that, that means that when he said it was finished and he hung his head and he died, we know that though there were men and women that were dead, that when he died, they were seen, right? Walking amongst the people. They were dead, but they were seen again. So that means that even death has to go through Jesus. Ain't that good to know? Hallelujah. Amen. That's another lesson. Well, that is a total another lesson. I guess we can here.
I just wanted to share this one just real quick, and I thank you for your patience with me. In John 6:46, and the life is, he says, not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Amen. That's all I have.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
On here it is that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, according to what Solomon, you know, Solomon, he was the king. He was David's son, who ended up being appointed as king. And what is written right here, we know that Solomon, to what the Bible said, is probably be the wisest person to ever live here in this world, Solomon. You know, we know him. We know he ain't wiser than God. But when it comes down to man and woman, you know, that were living here, he was known. How else would he be inspired to write the book of wisdom? You know, inspired to write the book of wisdom and Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon. I mean, it's full of wisdom, just so much full of wisdom. I believe that there are many men and women today that are full of that same wisdom, full of that same wisdom. You notice I didn't say knowledge. I said full of wisdom, because a lot of want to substitute knowledge for wisdom. But we need to understand that wisdom gives you the knowledge. Wisdom gives you the know-how. Knowledge, you making learn, go read on how to do something. You making get some knowledge about something, but that don't necessarily mean that you know how to use it. That don't mean that you know how to do it. It's just you have the knowledge of it. But here it is, this is the job of wisdom. Wisdom not only gives you the knowledge, but it gives you the know-how to do it, because you do it through the Holy Ghost, or do it through wisdom. That is the power and authority of it. Amen, amen. Let's keep on moving. Let's keep on moving. Wisdom's job, when it comes down to your life, is what we left off at, the instructor. Oh, I know there's many of us that we just gotten to a place in our lives, I'm speaking this from experience before, not saying now, but we have gotten to a place in our life where we have gotten all of the wisdom that we, well, first of all, let me make this statement. You got all the wisdom that you're going to get. Once you got the Holy Ghost, you got all the wisdom that you ever going to get. But here it is, when it comes down to the knowledge, see, wisdom is the things that gives you the knowledge. That's what Jesus said, bring these things back to your remembrance. But see, we need to learn how to be a student. Let's go ahead and read. We got to learn how to be the student of grace. Grace is the very person that gives you those new knowledge. Wait, let me say this again. Wisdom gives you that those new ideas. Grace is the one that gives you the ability, or the confidence for you to go head on and to walk into it. By God's grace, you're able to do it. Your faith is the one that takes what wisdom has said and apply it to your life, and you're using it because you know that it came by grace. Amen. Let me read I want to read that, because I don't want to just say something and, you know, I don't want anybody to quote me. I want you to quote the Bible. Let's read here. When we read 4, we read 5, let's read 6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, this is Proverbs chapter 1 and verses 6. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise and their dark seeing. 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. 8, my son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Look what 9 says. For they shall be an ointment of what? Grace unto thy head, and a chain about thy neck. So here it is. What it's saying right here, you know, is when wisdom speak and you have this instruction, this is that place of wisdom. This is where a wise man, he listened to wisdom. But here it is. It says that you have the grace upon your head. This is like ointment of grace upon your head. So I just love the way, I love the way, you know, that we have to look at God in that place of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and the wisdom, the understanding that we get it by grace. Amen. Not my words, it's God's word. Amen. So that's life. That's the life that God has for us to live. We got about 12 more minutes. We're going to keep on going here. I thank God, you know, for bringing this back to our remembrance, you know, to live life. Don't forget to live life, church. Don't forget to live life. You know, there's a lot of times where, you know, in this life that we're living, that we will do so many things. You know, we will try to get the biggest muscles or the thinnest waist. We'll try to get the most money and try to get the most beautiful houses. And we would do all that we can. We'll waste a whole lot of time in our life trying to gain these things that, you know, just for looks, for temporary, for desire. I don't have the same body that I had when I was 17. I wish I did, but, you know, hey, I don't have the same body that I had when I was 17. So now, you know, that I'm 40, 41, I'm quite sure by the time I get 81 or 91, I might not have the same body. God says that I can have what I say. Let me make sure that I say, yes, I'm going to have the same body that I had. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I'm not a baby anymore. And I can't just go after these little things in life when I need to go after a God life. That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, man, don't waste all your time, you know, on the things are going to change. Money ain't going to stay, because every single dollar that you get, you can't keep any dollar. That dollar is for you to give for whatever it is that you desire to have. Mm-hmm. them big old muscles that you got, you know, that at some point, you know, that arm and that body is going to change, and that muscle, you know, the muscle is still there, you know, somewhere, but that arm might look a little different. You might not have the big old muscles. And that thin waist that you had, God intended for you to have some weight on it because he wants you to eat, don't he? So if you eat, then it means that he wants you to grow. And if he wants you to grow, then he know what size you want to be. I don't want you to be overweighted. But at the same time, you know, you shouldn't look to stay the same like you used to be while he was taking you through something. You was going through a phase in life. You was going through some growing. We said that in the beginning of what we were talking about. We were talking about life. He's there to mature you. He's not going to keep you in the baby's body. You're not still in the form of a baby. He's here to mature you. Amen. Well, let's not waste a lot of time. Let's get God's life. See, this is right here. We need to understand that God's life is the principal thing. Amen. That's the principal thing. Let's go over here to Proverbs chapter 4. God's life. You have any question about your life? Go to Jesus. And if you don't know him, then get to know him. How do you get to know him? Be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Let's go over here to Proverbs chapter 4. Help us, Holy Ghost. Proverbs chapter 4. We're still here in the King James Version. Let's not move from the King James Version unless, you know, we say so. I'm going to read here Proverbs chapter 4. Let's start here, right here at verses 1. And Apostle, stop me anytime that you have a question about something. I want you to just say, you know, put a period right there or something. Okay, so here we are. Proverbs chapter 4. It reads here, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attain to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." Three reads here, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." Who's speaking right here? We know that wisdom is speaking right here. This is wisdom that's speaking. "For taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." 5, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." And listen to what 7 says. "Wisdom is the principal thing." So when I say wisdom is the principal thing, now it says wisdom is the principal thing. "Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." So while you're here living this life that you're getting, that you're living, the Bible teaches us, or wisdom speaks to us, and what he says, right, he says, "Hear the instructions, the children of a father." Of a father. So I thank God that we have a father that's going to speak to us wisdom. See, when I say wisdom is the principal thing, so when I tell you, church, don't waste all your time on these things that won't remain. Spend your life seeking a godly thing or a godly life, being led by the Holy Ghost, being led by the instructions of wisdom that the Holy Ghost speaks to you to wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. It says, "With all thy getting, get understanding through wisdom." Amen. So we're talking about the principal things. We're talking about God's life. God's life, you know, through the eyes of wisdom is the principal thing. Let's keep on going here. 10. Did I stop at 10? Or where did I stop at 7? No, I stopped at 8. It said, "Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thy doest embrace her, she shall give thine head an ointment of grace." Here he is again now with grace. We're going to need to understand, you know, where grace fits in here at. It says, "Grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying. and the years of thy life shall be many. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me that wisdom has a job of instructing us to live life? Wisdom has a job of teaching us good doctrine. Wisdom has a job of speaking his law, his word, his commandment, truth in the way, and this is for understanding. But now here it is where he's saying that this what you get is the grace of God, and we need to understand this is the recipe for years of what? For years of thy life shall be many. Hallelujah. How many times that the Holy Ghost had and spoke to us and we didn't receive that word of the Holy Ghost, and there was things that now we don't even have now because we didn't listen to the counsel of the Holy Ghost. And there's things that by our own way or our own understanding or listen to some other person or some other spirit, now these things that was for us, you don't even have them anymore. And since we're talking about life, life is you listening to God and listening to wisdom. And a person that don't listen to wisdom, you are lined up for your life to be taken away from you, not by God. But the wisdom of God is here for you to live life many years, not for your years to be shortened because you're not listening. If you're not listening, you're not learning. And if you're not learning, guess what? You stop growing. And when you stop growing, that means that you go into a place where you're staying the same. And when you go into a place where you're staying the same, that means that you can be overtaken, or you can be overpowered, or you can fall for anything because you've made it to a place to where you just, I'm just going to stop right there. God ain't never intend for you just to make it to one place and stop right there. He made it for you to follow wisdom all the days of your life. Amen. Before we move on, I want to show you that in scripture. Just to back up one chapter, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 and 4, it says, so shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. This is wisdom job is. For you to find favor with God and man. And 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he should direct your path. Okay? It says, be not wise in thy own eyes. It says, fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Uh-huh. So we need to understand this right here when it comes down, you know, to wisdom. There was somewhere where I was going to show us Apostle. Let's back up right here. Let's back up right here to same place. Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. And look what 2 says. For length of days and long life and peace shall thy add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. This is what wisdom job is, for you to have long life. Mm-hmm. For you to have long life. So now, what I want to conclude here is that there is a way for you to live. There is a way that you can live. It's up to you to live any way that you see so fit to live. But that don't necessarily mean that the way that you choose to live is going to lead you into a place of eternal life. It could lead you into a place of death and destruction. Death and destruction, nobody wants that. There's a lot of death. We see a lot of death right here in this life that we're living. And look how hurtful that is, how separated that you are from your loved ones, your friends, and your family members. Now, just imagine an eternity in death or an eternity in destruction. Imagine that. Who wants that? Who wants to live a life like that when here it is that God has set it up for us to have an abundant life? An abundant life, that's the life that I want to have. Do it all through Jesus. Live your life. Talk to God. A real relationship with God is you talking to God and he's talking to you. You talking to God and he's talking to you. Don't you be the one that's always talking. Form a relationship with God. Understand, you know, where prayer fits in life. Are you a praying man or a praying woman? Are you? Because we understand that a prayer-filled life is a life where you talking to God and God's talking to you and you're understanding how God is navigating you through life. We're going to stop right there. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to teach something in this lesson that Apostle Tonic and I, you know, maybe we weren't able, you know, to convey over to you. You know, wisdom is the principal thing, church. Live your life being led by Jesus, being led by the Holy Spirit. Pray every single day. Pray to God. Talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. And you know what? Get yourself in a place to where, you know, you shed off from all of the whole world and everything the world has to say. You're worried about so many things and you just, your mind is just racing and your body is feeling this and you're feeling all that. You know, talk to God. God will let you know what it is that you need to do. He'll let you know what you need to do. But you got to talk to him. You got to have a relationship with him. God bless you. May God keep you. Oh, we do have time for a comment. Okay, well, good. 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 God bless you. May God keep you. We're going to open the lines up for any questions or any comments, you know, that you do have. You know, this is now, you know, the opportunity. This is the time, you know, for questions or comments. Any questions or comments? All right. We have Apostle has something that she wants to share.
Yes, I just have a kind of a closing comment on tonight. Again, I thank God for using you, Pastor Man, in a mighty way on tonight, bringing a lot of revelation. And just a great point in on tonight. I truly feel fed on tonight, so I just thank God to be able to be here and to be able to be here on tonight, leading this charge in Bible study on that God is life. And I just want to give this scripture on tonight as we close out here on tonight for those that were hear this blog in the future or even on tonight, that it will definitely take root in you, amen, to have that relationship with God as Pastor Manny was speaking on tonight. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, let's say 24 and 26 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And then 25 is the verse I really want to hit on. It says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So I say that right behind Pastor Man and saying, having that relationship with God, having that relationship with Jesus, taking the time out and praying and receiving that wisdom and that knowledge that we need to live this life and to live it in abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. For Jesus said, I did not come to destroy man's life, but to save them. He said, I didn't come to condemn man, but to save man. Amen. Forgive us of life and life in abundance. So that's all I have to say for tonight in this lesson. Again, I thank God for you, Pastor Manning. I pray that every virtue that left your body, that God will restore it right now to overflowing so that you can continue to give and give in God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Receive it all. I receive it. Back on. I receive it all in the name of Jesus. You know, I thank God. I couldn't have delivered this word, you know, without the help of God. I can't say something about life. You know, I'm not the one to give life. So I give all honor and glory over to God. I don't know, Apostle. It seems like this lesson was going so good that, yeah, maybe this time just flew by just so quickly, but I thank God that he gives us an opportunity to live a long life. not just in this realm that we're living in. You know, this is that place of, this is the age of grace that we're living in. We're underneath a new covenant of age of grace. But what I do know is that when you receive Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, you entered into eternal life while you're on this side. Yes, I mean, that's something to thank God for. Eternal life has already begun. Those of us, those of you who are born again. And I'm talking about not just to say that, okay, you just, no, I'm talking about abundance, having wisdom overflowing on the inside, you know, having God's favor, every single provision, every single thing pertaining to life and godliness is already entered on the inside. But you access that through your faith, for you knowing, you know, what God has already done. Amen. Amen. I believe maybe we should pick this up again next Wednesday. I think this is worth another look, a continuous look at life. We need to learn how to practice life. I mean, that's pretty much, we need to learn to practice life. We practice every single thing. Every single thing. I mean, we practice till we get good at it. Can we practice God's life? Can we get good at God's life? Let's do that. Amen. Let us go ahead on and just close out. You know. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Closer than ever.
Closer than ever.
Closer than ever.
get that on the grave.